Gang, wait until you hear the latest from Joe Rogan. He's gotten fully red-pilled, and both he and his guests reveal precisely why more and more former leftists are rising up and ready to join forces with the political right and together crush wokeness once and for all. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patriot professor, here to help you think better so you can feel better in these crazy and turbulent times. If you haven't already done so, you know what to do. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Also, gang, have you seen the latest report on politicians trading in 2023? They beat the market every freaking single year. These politicians have hit over 200% in investment returns. I wonder how they do that. Well, guess what? That's exactly what you're going to find out. Click on that link below right now and learn how you can stick it to the establishment by using their own corruption against them. Thanks to a little-known SEC database, guess what? We can have access to the very same trading secrets that these politicians are privy to. We get to see what stocks corporate CEOs are buying up in real time, and then we get to piggyback on their trades to gain the same advantage for ourselves that Pelosi and the crooks in D.C. have. My friend Ross Givens has been tracking insider trading for years, and his recommendations have led to investment returns of over 200%. Some have hit as high as nearly 1,500%, and now it's your turn. Click on that link below right now and learn how you too can learn to trade like Pelosi. Click on that link and learn how to gain an insider advantage for yourself today. Joe Rogan had the comedian Bobby Lee on his podcast the other day when the conversation suddenly turned to why Rogan left California for Texas.
The most important thing is people-wise. The people here are so friendly. Austin people are great people. They're really nice. They're nice. They're not... They're not Hollywood people. They're not lost in this fake world of leftist ideology that everybody's trapped in. They're just people. They're just regular people, man. And those people exist outside of these blue bubbles where everyone's gone insane. Well, I used to be a part of the blue bubble. I was 100% a left-leaning person who lived in Los Angeles. I was 100%. I never voted Republican my whole life. I was very left-leaning, especially with, like, any social issues. When it comes to financial things, I'm a little bit more conservative. But at the end of the day, I'm way more left than I am right. But California went nuts, man. It's gone, like, full communist. It's out of its mind. And their approach to law enforcement is so insane. It's so insane. The no cash bail, the letting people out for committing violent crimes, the not stopping people for stealing up to whatever money it is. What is it, $900 now? I think they raised it. I think they made it a little higher. San Francisco is non-existent. San Francisco, most of San Francisco is emptied out of, like, big chain stores and big department stores.
I won't even do stand-up there anymore.
It's crazy.
They ruined it.
They ruined the city.
Yeah, I mean,
you can bring it back. The structure's still there. But you have to have some hardcore Rudy Giuliani type to come in there and knock heads.
Wow.
And nobody wants that. They're peace, love, and granola and wear a mask.
Now, there's just so much there to unpack. There are so many larger cultural trends that just intersperse with what Rogan said there, which can really help us to better understand the time we find ourselves living in right now. You'll notice the first thing he decried was the radical leftist ideology that so many in LA and the West Coast in general are trapped in. Now, that's fascinating because scholars are actually arguing that our age is an age characterized by an increasing rejection of ideology, like Rogan is exemplifying. It goes back to an argument first made by Sam Huntington of Harvard in his Clash of Civilizations thesis. He argued back in the early 90s that the 20th century was the century of ideology, whereas the 21st century would be the century of identity. So in other words, all the great clashes of the 20th century centered on ideology. Were you a communist or a capitalist? Were you a Soviet socialist or a Nazi fascist, right? The world was organized according to competing ideological commitments. That world, according to Sam Huntington of Harvard, that world is now dead. Fascism, communism, liberalism, they're all old, outdated ideologies that more and more populations are rejecting and are instead going back to the fundamental characteristics of identity as the basis for world organization, nation, culture, custom, tradition. Ideological rigidity is considered by more and more people nothing more than totalitarianism in its starkest form. So what Rogan is saying there is just confirming in many respects what Sam Huntington predicted. We are going to increasingly reject ideology, particularly in its more ideological, tyrannical forms, and go back to the hallmarks of identity. Then you'll notice that Rogan didn't just focus on the tyrannical element of leftist ideology. It's also, in his words, its insane lawlessness. This is the fundamental characteristic of woke leftist ideology today. It's what's being increasingly referred to as anarcho-tyranny. I mean, we've all witnessed it firsthand in some way, shape, or form, right? I mean, for example, when a meter maid or a police officer charges you a $100 fine because your parking meter went 10 seconds over the limit, all the while ignoring the homeless guy 5 feet away from you guys, shooting heroin and taking a crap on the sidewalk. That's anarcho-tyranny, that contrast. It's a combination of legal exemptions for supposed victims combined with legal weaponization against supposed victimizers. And this is because the purveyors of wokeness see criminals as the victims and the law-abiding as perpetrators. I mean, that's so key to get here, and this is exactly what Rogan is flipping out over. It's an anarcho-tyrannical system. Law-abiding citizens are recast as the criminals, and that's because they purportedly perpetuate a political, economic, and legal system infested with racist and bigoted policies. And so criminality, when it's practiced particularly by protected classes of woke theorists, criminality is reinterpreted actually as a cry for help. Crime is a cry. It's declaring that my illicit actions are indicative of a systemically racist and oppressive system that law-abiding citizens created and perpetuate. That, in a nutshell, is anarcho-tyranny. And it is literally destroying our civilizations, destroying our cities. We're defunding the police and Soros-backed DAs together unleashed an absolute torrent of violent crime across our nation, unprecedented. It's also, of course, destroying our nation's southern border. But that's what Rogan and any sane person is decrying, this advent of what we call anarcho-tyranny. But then Bobby Lee, the comedian Rogan is interviewing, he made a very, very interesting comment in response to that. Take a look.
I'm in the middle now.
I'm in the middle. I'm in the middle.
I never thought I would ever
never,
say that.
Never. Never.
It only happened in this last year.
Right. Exactly.
I just went, I can't do it anymore. You know, people that you thought were aligned with you are like now like mad at you about.
They're in a cult. It's got all. I mean, Mark Andreessen, who's a brilliant venture capitalist guy, explained it to me in very clear terms, like what the definition of a cult is, how you can get excommunicated, how you get shamed for having differing opinions, the group think, the whole. He's like, it's a cult. And he's right. He's 100% right.
Yeah.
It's just hard to say because then people in the cult will attack you. But they're not attacking you for a reasonable, it's not logical, the way they're attacking you. They're attacking you like someone attacks religious beliefs.
Yeah.
And some of these religious beliefs, it gets into these weird gray areas, like trans people in women's bathrooms. Like, says who? Yeah. Says who? How do you know that's a real trans person? How do you not know that's a creep that wants to pull his out in front of kids? Because those are real.
We spa.
That guy was a convicted sex offender.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was doing that. Look, those guys are real. It doesn't mean trans people aren't real also, but those guys are real.
Yeah.
And to even say that those guys are real, you get excommunicated. You get treated like you're a Nazi.
So did you catch that? Did you catch that? I'm in the middle now. I'm in the political center now. Right. This is what's known as the shift in what's called the Overton window, which defines the range of acceptable political opinion. Elon Musk once tweeted out a graph that helpfully shows the dynamics of what's more commonly known as the Overton window, which defines the range of acceptable political opinion. Right. Note the graph shows how over the last 10 years, the far left has so shifted the Overton window that those who once found themselves on the center left are now increasingly, by virtue of the fact that their politics have not changed, all the while the woke trends have moved left, they're now increasingly finding themselves on the center right. And you see it in the way the legacy media, which of course is incurably woke, they are unbridled shills, shameless shills for all things anarcho-tyranny. You could see it in the way they depict people like Elon Musk or Joe Rogan. The Atlantic, which is just degenerating to nothing less than a complete woke shill at this point. Well, they publicly labeled Elon Musk as far right, as radical right. And that's just the tip of the iceberg among legacy media outlets and their attempts to disparage Musk. And by the way, it's gotten so utterly ludicrous that legacy media types even go so far as to label Bill Maher as far right. Bill Maher is now considered radical right by these people. But as you can see here with this interview with Rogan, that is precisely the source of the woke's eventual demise. It's becoming increasingly recognized that wokeness is actually destroying the political left, and that's because wokeness splits the left. Take any woke issue, right, from athletes, trans athletes competing in women's sports to CRT in the classroom, and you'll find that support for the issue splits right down the middle when it comes to leftists. For those on the center-left political spectrum, 50% will support the woke issue. 50% will steadfastly oppose it. Woke issues split the left. But it doesn't stop there. It doesn't just split the left, right? What else does it do? Wokeness unites the right. 100% of the political right opposes all things woke. So as you can see here in this interview, wokeness is effectively realigning our politics. People who once never even imagined themselves on the political right or siding with the right have been banished to the right by their fellow leftists who've gone woke. They've been, in Rogan's words, excommunicated. And as the number of excommunicated racks up and eventually joins forces with the united right, we can all band together to eventually and finally crush the woke left. But first, gang, as many of you know, we have unfortunately been completely and totally demonetized, which is putting our daily communication with one another at risk like never before. Now, we are actively working on getting this resolved, but as things stand, this channel has, without any warning, been totally and completely demonetized. And as Elon Musk said so powerfully last week, the whole point of these demonetization efforts is to deliberately try to make us patriots feel like we're all alone. They want to sever our relationship with each other and force on us a kind of digital solitary confinement so as to demoralize us and discourage us like never before. But to their horror, it's not working. Over this past week, you have carried this channel like never before. We've had more people than ever make the courageous decision to bypass big tech and join our Insiders Club. We have direct access to one another that can never be interrupted by big tech overlords. Over the last 7 days, we've seen literally thousands of you come to our rescue. And you've done it in two ways. You've signed up for our free newsletter and you've officially joined our Insiders Club. Those two acts alone are enough for us to collectively stand together and never, ever have our relationship severed. So I'm inviting the rest of you to do the same today just by clicking on that link below and signing up for our newsletter and joining our Insiders Club. You are guaranteeing that there is nothing that big tech can do to get between us and make us feel like we're in a digital solitary confinement. It's as simple as clicking on the link below right now and opting into our free email newsletter. And once you do that, you can financially support us by joining our Insiders Club. Gang, from the bottom of my heart, I cannot thank you enough for your support during a time like this. You are my heroes. And it will be my mission to express my appreciation for every single one of you each and every week.